I go to him that sent me. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, yesterday we started the Passion Tide, and statues and holy images are now covered, because as you heard from the sermon yesterday, when evil people sought to stone Jesus, he had to go hiding because it was not time for him to die just yet. And in today's Gospels, the bad people again seek after Jesus. This time they try to get soldiers to arrest him because they do not believe in him and think that he is a false prophet. But this time in today's Gospel, Jesus does not hide himself, but instead he speaks to the evil people the terrifying words, "I go to him that sent me, and where I am, you cannot come." In this way, he clearly tells the evil people that if you persecute him, that is Jesus, you cannot inherit the kingdom of our Heavenly Father. The sinners who opposed the will of God, they have abused many graces which God has given them. And just like Jesus said today, they will not find Jesus. For the evil people, Jesus always stays covered, hidden under the veil, where his goodness and his redemption cannot be seen by them. Just like Jesus says today, "You shall seek me and shall not find me." Children, in your life, you many times meet many people who are like the evil people of today's gospel, the people who do not like Jesus or deliberately not want to see him as he truly is, that is, God and Redeemer. And because of this, these people also do not like you. Hopefully you don't meet anyone seeking to stone you or arrest you, but many people who don't see Jesus, they think that you are a fool because you want to follow him. Yesterday's saint, that is Saint Francis of Paula, has left us very good lesson how to deal with these kinds of people. Saint Francis of Paula lived in 1400s in France, and he wanted to be the least and most despised of Christ followers. And he, in order to emphasize this, established his own religious order, which he named Minims, that is, the very least. And because he wished to be the most despised disciple of Christ, he got what he wanted to. You remember, children, that you should always be very careful what you wish for, because you might actually end up getting it. So it was with Saint Francis of Paula. Some monks got jealous of him and sent one famous preacher to work against him. But the people so much loved Saint Francis that they would not listen this preacher of the monks who did so much in order to persuade them to leave Saint Francis. So instead, this evil preacher decided to comfort Saint Francis himself. And the saint, as saints do, received him very kindly, and he gave him a seat by the fire, and he listened to his guest's tirade of how horrible and rotten person he was. Saint Francis then quickly took some glowing coals from the fire, and he closed his own hands upon them unhurt and said, "Come, Father, warm yourself, for you are shivering for want of a little charity." And this famous preacher was so touched by this simple and charitable answer notwithstanding the miracle that the coals did not burn the saint's hands, that the preacher stopped his crusade against Saint Francis and became his supporter. Dear children, this sometimes happens to you with bad people. They come to ridicule you or your religion, making fun of God and all the good and holy manners of the Catholic Church. Usually it's not a good idea to start to debate with them because they are blind. They, just like Jesus says today, they shall not find him. But you answer to these kind of people with the glowing fire of charity. You should always act well and be polite, even with your enemies. Treat them with kindness, like Saint Francis did, and if they are in good faith, they will eventually see Jesus as well as this famous preacher did. Like our Lord said today, if any man thirst, let him come to me and drink. And lots of blind people of the world, they will eventually see Jesus. Now the veil covers him from their side. But through your charity, children, and through your good deeds, you can lift the veil up and see the follower of Christ, and in this way, Christ as he truly and really is, the loving Creator and merciful Shepherd who wants all his children to go to heaven. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.